You are listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a brand new episode of The Policy Project. I'm Sid, your host of this podcast and your go-to person for all things insurance. How are you all? Well, today, we'll dive into the top trends reshaping the insurance industry in the UAE in 2024. So join us as we uncover the strategies, the technologies, and market shifts driving insurance forward out here in the UAE. And like always, we have an expert with us who's here to share his knowledge with all of you. Please welcome Neeraj Gupta. He is the CEO of PolicyBazaar.ae. Hi, Neeraj. Welcome to The Policy Project. Pleasure to have you here.
Hi, Sid. Thank you. Pleasure is all mine to be here on The Policy Project.
Perfecto. So are we ready to dive right in?
Please, let's do that.
Chalo, let's go, Sergi. So let's start off with one of the most obvious questions. Can you highlight some of the significant trends which are shaping the insurance industry in the UAE for this year, 2024? And it's been a roller coaster year already for a lot of people out here. So please.
So a couple of things that we are seeing on the insurance side is obviously digitization is becoming the buzzword in a big, big way.
Right.
Obviously, all the insurance companies are jumping on that and making huge investments.
Right.
One piece, what we are seeing, at least on the motor insurance side, what we are seeing is better. I would say from a consumer side, you might see increased premiums. But from an industry perspective, what you are doing is you are making it more bearable from the insurance industry to be able to survive, right? I believe the rates had really gone down. So what we are seeing is more maturity on the rates now. They are becoming more realistic with the market scenario. Because if you look at it, the cost of repairs have gone up, the raw material or the labor costs have gone up, everything has gone up. So necessarily the insurance premiums can't remain the same, right?
True that.
The other piece, what we are seeing is, if you look at UAE, a lot of health insurance was provided by the employers. But what we are now seeing is consumer themselves being aware of health insurance a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have very basic plans from their employer, they are reaching out and figuring out what to do.
Interesting.
If they can get. The other part on health insurance is we are also seeing a lot of, with the golden visa and everything, long-term visas coming in.
Right.
We are seeing a need of health insurance for people who necessarily are not here for the whole year.
Right.
Of working in UAE, but have made this their sort of a in between home, right? They're here for 3-4 months in the year.
Right.
So we're looking at requirements for that consumer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very interesting year. As you mentioned, it has started on a very roller coaster.
Right.
And the impacts of that are still to be seen. But yes, this year, digitization, motor insurance premiums going up. And obviously with the floods, people have now started looking at home insurance in a big way.
That is one of those things I was about to talk about. Okay, home insurance, nobody had even thought about it. I won't say nobody, but like there was a very small population, a very small percentage for home insurance. Now, with the whole, with the rains and everything, everybody's getting into those things, right?
So what I keep on telling people is, oh, you see this pandemic, the insurance needs will go up.
Right.
I keep on telling people on a lighter note, human beings are resilient. So when the incident happens, yes, we get into it. But the moment the incident is a bit old, we forget about it. But having said that, definitely the discussion has started. People are looking at exploring more. So that's always a good sign, right? Because obviously, eventual sale numbers and everything takes time to develop.
Absolutely.
But the good part is at least people are inquiring about that.
We were talking about floods a little while back. So how does the customer get impacted if there is a break in his car insurance or if he forgets to renew and decides to, let's say, renew after a few days?
So one thing which I want to tell our listeners and viewers is, earlier, if you had a break-in insurance or your insurance is required, it was easy to renew.
Right.
Or you would probably need a fitness certificate, which you anyways will need for registering your car.
Right.
And probably dated pictures of your car.
Hmm.
But now what has happened with the flood scenario, it has become a lot more difficult to renew your car if it has expired. One, the fitness certificate cannot be older than a few hours, in fact. It cannot be even a one-day-old fitness certificate. Sorry. You need to have a fitness certificate either of the same date or few hours.
Oh, wow.
Similarly, now the insurer is also requiring that you create a video of your car by switching on the engine and to see if it is on, if it is working. See, as a result, what we keep on advising our viewers, listeners, and users of our platform is please don't let your policy lapse.
True.
A lot of consumers try to time the policy by exact date. Okay, my policy is expiring on the 30th. Let me renew it on 30th. Obviously, you have all the rights to do that. But don't leave everything to the last because you never know what might come up. You might just get busy. You might have an urgent travel. You might have some situation at the home. You might have something at your office and you just forget about it.
Correct.
And now it is just becoming very difficult to renew because the consumer is also, or the insurance companies are also seeing, okay, if the policy has expired, now why is the consumer renewing? Is there something wrong with the car?
Right. Even if there's not, they still have that at the back of their mind, even if it's not that.
Exactly. So what is happening is they're becoming a lot more skeptical on what they were earlier. So it is becoming a bit cumbersome for a consumer to renew once a policy is expired.
Interesting. Okay. So let's talk about how are the traditional insurance companies in the UAE, how are they adapting to the rise of this fintech disruptors? Are there notable collaborations or competition dynamics which are going around?
So rather than naming any specific insurance company or collaboration specifics, but what I would like to share is what I've seen a change is, obviously, insurance companies have realized they can't be away from it. Either they partner on it.
Absolutely.
Or they build on their own, right? There are only two ways to go about it.
True.
You just can't ignore.
True.
So what we are seeing is insurance company, some of the insurance companies are going very heavy on partnership. And what they're doing is they're creating specific teams in-house to work on digital partnerships.
Okay.
Be it with fintechs, be it with any third party. But what they're necessarily doing is looking at the entire stakeholders in the digital bandwagon to be at a very different level than what the consumer at an offline level would look like.
Okay.
So that's a very positive for the industry.
Right.
And you would see a lot of insurance companies this year will partner with fintech players, not only from the sales perspective,
okay,
including the service, underwriting. So it's going to be on the whole cycle of the insurance space.
But this is more for the back end, or does it also involve the normal consumers as well?
See, it is going to happen on the both sides.
Okay.
Why I say that is if you look at what has happened specifically on motor insurance, right? If whatever has happened.
Yeah.
Now, today what has happened is because of the floods and everything, the number of claims have gone up.
Correct.
Now, what is happening is manually somebody is checking those claims. Right?
Right.
Which eventually is leading to a lot of increased times. See, backlog. At the end, consumer knows this is happening, but it still leads to a lot of dissatisfaction because the consumer is expecting,
correct,
if not 2 days, at least 7 days, you'll respond to me. In 10 days, you'll be able to respond to me.
Right.
And now what is happening, it is prone to human errors because all the people who are looking at this data are anyways bombarded with lots of data, right? The
correct
amount of data they would process probably in a month, they have to process it in a day or 2 days.
True. And that's huge.
So what we're seeing is technologies are going to come on this side also. How do you process claims faster? Which you could say is a back-end activity, but eventually impacts the consumer, right? If I'm able to process claims faster, my consumer satisfaction, right, NPS goes up, which means I have more happy consumers, which can lead to much better retention. Yes.
Fair enough. Okay. So when we are talking about the consumers right now, but do you agree that today's consumer, he's an active, he's taking informed decisions and in the insurance buying process, obviously. And is he the one who is, you know, wo jhanda leke nikal raha hai ke how the insurance products are designed and being delivered?
See, if you look at us as Policy Bazaar, what we've continuously done is because we are a digital platform, for us to have the information and feedback is much easier because everything is recorded. and we know what the consumer is asking, right? So we've always included the consumer feedback in creating the product. But having said that, obviously, the role of the consumer feedback has gone up tremendously.
Right.
The basis with the consumer is today, as you mentioned, a lot more informed, right? You can do and search anything on Google.
True.
The other challenge is what is the right information for a consumer to consume is also a challenge, right? If it's the right information or not.
Correct.
Having said that, what we are seeing is two things. One, the insurance companies are making it more simpler for the consumer to understand things. They're also working continuously to remove a lot more conditions because the consumer is now asking, reading the documents and asking his insurer, partner, broker, everybody, what does this mean? Why is this mentioned?
Correct.
I'm buying an insurance for XYZ. Does it mean that in this condition, it's not going to be covered?
Right.
So obviously, the whole ecosystem is now starting to question and trying to make it more beneficial for the consumer, the insurance industry, and make it more simpler. But having said that, at the same time, see, the consumers are becoming a lot more learned. So what is also happening is a lot of consumers, I wouldn't say a lot of consumers, some consumers are also probably taking, I would say, the boundary conditions in a very negative manner. I don't know how to put it, but what is essentially happening is you have to look at from the entire industry perspective. Whereas the insurance industry is trying to make it more simpler, make it less terms and conditions. There are certain segments in the society which will misuse that, right?
Correct.
So there's a fine balance which everybody is trying to maintain.
Right. Okay. So now let's come to the UAE and the UAE's regulatory framework. So how does the UAE's regulatory framework foster innovation and competition within the insurance sector? Because UAE has always been one of the forefront runners for innovation, for doing anything in terms of, you know, everything digitization, like we started off. So, and what impact does this have on the market dynamics overall?
So overall, the good thing about the regulation in the UAE or the regulatory body is they're a very consultative approach, right? So whenever a new framework or new ideation happens, they obviously consult the industry.
Right.
Where we were also invited in one of the recent things that they have brought about on the open finance piece, for example.
Correct.
But in general, what we've seen is there are more consultative, collaborative approach where the entire industry is consulted and before any regulations are passed, everybody is at least aware what is coming in. And you know you've been part of it, at least from a discussion perspective.
Right. Is that a good approach? Just wanted to understand.
That's definitely a good approach because what also happens is, see, at a regulatory body, you eventually need to also understand what is happening in the industry, right? And we also need to understand what the regulator is thinking, right? I believe it both ways. If we do not say, at times what might happen is the regulator might come up with certain guidelines which might make it more cumbersome or might require investment from the industry, right?
Right.
But during these sessions, what happens is the regulator also shares his viewpoint, right? Or her viewpoint on why they believe this regulation is important.
Correct.
And that results to a better understanding in the entire ecosystem.
Correct.
So you can be a lot more collaborative on that. So definitely that is the approach it needs to adopt. And I believe UAE on that front excels very much.
Now, Neeraj, there was one more thing that I just found out while talking to you. It was pay as you go and something to do with sandbox products. So can you just elaborate on that? What exactly are those things?
Basically, what is happening is the regulator is working on a sandbox environment. What essentially is a sandbox environment is if you have an innovative idea, you do not go through the existing rules and regulations because you want to test out a product in the life scenario. So the regulator creates a sandbox environment where you come up with a new innovative product. Until it reaches a certain stage or volume, you don't necessarily need to go into the entire regulation piece, the entire ecosystem setup piece. So for example, you come up with a new motor product and you believe you need to test out in the real market. So the sandbox environment might permit you, okay, up to 20,000 consumers or up to 15,000 consumers, you can operate in this limited regulatory environment before you get into a full-blown regulatory. So that was a sandbox environment. And yes, pay as you go could be one of the things which we see in the near future. Two reasons for it. One, the insurance premiums for motor are becoming a lot more realistic. I know from a consumer perspective, they have increased a lot. But from an industry perspective, they are becoming more realistic. So now you have a scope. See, basically, what does a pay-as-you-go do? Pay-as-you-go tells you, okay, if there's a probability of a consumer driving more. The probability is higher for a claim. The consumer who drives less, the way he drives, the probability of a claim is lower. If you drive low, drive safe, right? Now, for that to happen, you need a differential premium, which essentially means there needs to be scope of reducing the premium for a good driver or not reducing. Now, I believe the scope and that range is available. So, I believe the industry will look at various ways to underwrite and score the consumer. So, this could be one of the ways.
Brilliant. Okay. And now talking about Policy Bazaar UAE. So, how is Policy Bazaar UAE harnessing technology to execute strategy and achieve operational excellence?
So what we're doing is we obviously are working on a lot of technology solutions, right? To obviously adapt a lot of our solutions locally. We also have a technology office based in Abu Dhabi.
Right. Okay.
Which works on projects which are specific to the UAE market in sync with the industry.
Okay.
So what we are also doing is we are working with a lot of insurance companies and building their technology frameworks in terms of how can that lead to better customer experience.
Right.
So what it is leading to is, which will also help the entire ecosystem from a perspective that if insurance becomes more digital or the insurance manufacturer becomes more digital, it helps platform like Policy Bazaar to integrate work with these platforms.
Absolutely.
So and at any given point of time, we are also testing new technologies to a section of consumers, be it for onboarding the consumer or serving his service request or a claims requirement.
Right.
So we are on a continuous basis working on that.
Right. Interesting. And when you are talking about going digital and digitization, so with the exponential growth in that sector itself, what would be one of the most adaptive ways to reimagine and reinvent your business in 2024?
I keep on saying there's no magic sauce to it, right? What you have to be cognizant of the fact is what is happening in the industry. Listen to it.
Right.
I believe be very truthful to the consumers and your stakeholders. That's about it, right?
Right.
It's not that 2024 is going to be very, very different from a technology perspective. What is going to happen is technology is continuously going to evolve and improve things, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, fundamentals remain the same. How you do things might change a bit, right? For example, we might look at more chatbots or more AI-driven chats to help consumers on basic FAQs, right?
Right.
Which earlier the human beings were handling. But what would essentially mean is more complex things which you didn't have the bandwidth to solve for, now you could, right?
Correct.
So that is where we are seeing. So I don't think so. We're going to see from that perspective, oh, this year is going to be massively different from a technology. Technology is definitely going to increase productivity, increase consumer satisfaction, make it more agile, definitely. No doubts on that. But yeah, that is where we are.
Okay. Fair enough. And when we're talking about technology, so let's talk about some wearable technology, some telemedicine, some health gaming apps as well. And today, there is a growing focus on preventive measures as well. And insurance companies are also becoming, actively with partners. They are coming up and they're promoting well-being through initiatives, through all of these technologies, right? So as Policy Bazaar UAE are... Is the company also leveraging on the same ethos?
Definitely, yes. So, Sid, what we are seeing is this is becoming a trend now.
Yeah.
And we are working with a couple of partners on this to see how best we can utilize this.
Right.
See, what is happening is from a consumer perspective, consumer is looking for an immediate satisfaction or a need.
Correct.
Whereas a lot of this stuff leads to a satisfaction or a consumer benefit over a period of time. So what we are always trying to manage is how do I give a consumer, because it also requires some change on consumer behavior.
That's true.
So what we are trying to figure out is how do we incentivize consumers in the short term and also from a long-term perspective? Because the consumer, when it comes, he says, okay, what is in it for me today, not tomorrow? So we are working with partners on wearable technologies. How do you measure health? Could we play a lot more on the preventive health side, on the telemedicine, telehealth perspective? So we're continuously adapting and working on those things.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay. And there is also something called reinsurer. And does that influence the creation and the innovation of the insurance products?
See, what is happening is if you look at UAE or any other market, reinsurance companies play a much bigger role in the entire ecosystem, although they don't come on the front of it because the consumer is not aware of it. They are more of a B2B, correct, right? They deal with the insurance company. See, what happens is insurance company is more localized, reinsurer is more global. So what happens is they are able to hedge their risks a lot better.
Right.
So essentially, we go to the insurance company to insure ourselves. The insurance company goes to the reinsurer to insure themselves.
Interesting. Right?
And reinsurers are able to bring a lot of their global learnings from different markets while designing products. So that obviously helps. So reinsurer definitely plays a bigger role in co-creating products. Then it is visible. Mm. So, for example, we at Policy Bazaar continuously are working with reinsurance and creating products. And we've created such specific products for the UAE market directly with the reinsurer. We've already done that. And we will continue to do that.
That sounds really, really interesting. Really interesting. Okay. So, Ab, with the insurance industry witnessing so many transformative trends, be it personal, be it technological innovation, be it mental wellness, be it transparency, anything on those lines. How important is it for the consumers to embrace these changes, to navigate the insurance landscape more effectively so that they know, okay, yeah, it's changing, but it's changing for the betterment of the industry and for themselves as well?
See, as we spoke earlier, consumers are also becoming a lot learned, right?
Right.
They know what the nuances of insurance is.
Right.
And so today, what is also happening is consumer is also demanding a lot of stuff from the industry itself.
Right.
For example, simply the consumer is saying, okay, I have had a policy for XYZ years. Now, if I need to claim through it, now no terms and conditions should evolve. If I had a condition, okay, you should have checked 2 years back, 3 years back.
Right.
So what essentially the consumer is saying, okay, do whatever it needs to be done. From a digital perspective, from wearable technology perspective, measure it before.
Right.
You had so much time to figure out if the policy is valid, if I have declared everything. So there's a continuous debate on it, right? See, what is also happening is with technology, once you start building it, it also works on experiences.
Correct.
Okay, how many consumers had XYZ done? So basis that you have a response ready, right?
True.
And because insurance, the technology and everything is a very recent phenomenon, I'll say 5-10 years, right? It's not like 30 years it has been coming, but it is building on very, very fast.
True that.
So from a consumer perspective, he's definitely seeing the benefits of it, right? And consumer is saying, now I can get instant policy, I can service my policy instantly, everything is digital.
Right.
Because consumer is also demanding that from his insurer.
True.
The today's consumer, what he's essentially saying is, okay, let me research on my own. When I need your help, you can reach out to me. Otherwise, let me do things on my own.
Yeah.
And I believe from that, the industry is also very cognizant of that fact. And yes, the consumer is very, very aware. I don't think so. We need to really coach the consumer on the industry. They're a lot more aware, a lot more tuned into the entire insurance aspect on what is happening the world over.
Correct.
There are consumers who advise us, okay, why don't you have an XYZ product? This type of a product is available in this country. Why don't you build on that?
Correct.
So I believe the consumer is very, very aware. Yes.
Which is a good thing also.
See, it keeps on pushing you, right? So absolutely. I believe anything which pushes you to do better is always good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so the last question that we have, some specific challenges and opportunities for the insurance sector out here in the UAE. If I may ask you, what are those and how are the industry stakeholders navigating through them?
So one of the challenges is data. What I mean by data is, for example, there's a lot of data which is available to certain government bodies.
Right.
Which, if becoming accessible to entire industry rather than just specific companies, I believe whatever data is available to one partner should be available to the industry.
Right.
That is what we believe in parity in terms of data. So if that data is available, I believe the consumer experience can become better. The claims experience can become better. The insurance companies can underwrite the risk better.
Right.
I believe that is where we are, and the entire industry is working with different departments and collaborating on that. How do we make that available to everybody?
Correct.
And once that starts to happen, it will make the entire UAE aim also of making it more digital, paperless, reality. And I believe everybody is working jointly to do that.
Fantastic. That was really, really insightful. And thank you so much, Neeraj. It was a pleasure having you and on the podcast as always. And it just is wonderful to see how the insurance sector in itself is just growing by leaps and bounds, especially in this particular year.
Thanks, Sid. It was my pleasure. And definitely, insurance industry 2024 is going to be an exciting year. To all our listeners, please do insure yourself.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you so much, Neeraj. But listeners, don't go just yet. If you have any questions about financial wellness and insurance, then simply ask away. DM us on Instagram, follow Policy Bazaar UAE, or reach out to us via any of our other social media handles. And we'll try our best to answer your queries in the next episode. For now, though, I hope we're all set with what to expect from the insurance industry in 2024. We'll meet again in the next episode with more informative, with more insightful content along with our lovely experts. Once again, Neeraj, thank you. Thank you for just being here on the podcast with us.
Thanks, sir. My pleasure.
That's it for today's episode, everyone. See you in the next one. Till then, take care. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
You were listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.